Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice.
To voice our opinion.
Your name.
Your name
is great.
We proclaim your dominion.
Yesterday, today, and forever the same.
Good morning. Hey, it's that time again. Yes, it is. It's Spirit Awareness with the Apostles. I pray you're having a blessed morning on this great Palm Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day outside. The rain has subsided. And man, we're looking forward to having a great day today. The sun is supposed to shine. So listen, I need you to hit your neighbor, your friend, your enemy, all of them, and let them know that we are on this morning and we want to bless your life. God bless you. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International, 1111 Hazel. That's where we're located. We're there every Sunday morning. That's right, at 9 a.m. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We are right off of state line, directly across the street from Buy and Save. We're sitting on that corner. You cannot miss us. And we would love to have you to visit with us this morning or any Sunday morning that you would love to come by. If you're looking for early morning service or you just want to get in another service before you head to your service, and you're welcome to be in the house and experience what God is doing. Always experiencing great manifestation and supernatural of what God is manifesting in the house. And then we're there again on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For School of Higher Learning, you call it Bible study, and we're there. You know, at 7 p.m., we have ministry, and the youth ministry go forth as well as the adults. And man, have an awesome time on Wednesday experiencing knowledge and food to get us to the rest of the week as we come to the midweek point. And again, we would love to have you to visit with us. That's at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Shout outs to all the surrounding areas, the Louisville Stamps, Magnolia, Garland, man. All of those in that area, the late shift, midnight shift that's getting off right now, this morning, in graveyards, your way home, and those that are coming out of the different jobs. God bless you, man. We love you. As you often tell us, you're taking us in and you're listening to us on your way home. And some even say you're sitting in your car to we finish on Sunday morning. So we want to say good morning and to all of you, man. Pray that you had a great night and you are embarking upon another day, that the Lord will manifest himself. To those that are in the Texarkana, Texas, and Arkansas, Ashdown, New Boston, Atlanta, DeKalb, man, all of you guys in those areas, we want you to know we love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for continuing to listen. Pray that you are being blessed this morning as you listen to us and go through this this day. This be a great day. We believe in God that great things are going to manifest today. And we're looking forward to having good weather today and all that good stuff. And to those that are in the prison system there in the Tefford unit by state in Arkansas, man, we love you. Thank you so much again for continuing to listen to us. And we're praying that all is well with you. As we often say on Sunday morning, they can lock your body up, but they cannot lock your mind. So keep your mind connected and open to God as he do what he promised he would do. And the manifestation of his glory will take you through as you journey through some of these things that maybe we made decisions that put us in the position, but God will help us as he maneuvered through all of the challenges that we've been given in our lives. And to all our international listeners, the app listeners, man, God bless you. Thank you so much especially those in the motherland, those in the UK, Scotland, and man, all of you guys, man, and to those in the other cities in the United States, we love you, man. Thank you so much again for listening and continue to tune in to us on Sunday morning. I know we do this every Sunday morning, but you know, when you've been doing it this long, you still have listeners and people that taking the time out of their schedule, even in different time zone, to listen to you. You want to give them kudos and at least thanks for the opportunity. Not only are we trying to bless your life, you bless our life by being listeners and by listening to us on Sunday morning. So it's always a pleasure, and we always take this time on Sunday morning to give out those kudos to those that are making the sacrifice, and you make our day, as we hope that we are imparting something into you to help make your day. Listen, I before I get started this morning, a couple of things. This is Palm Sunday, man. Before I get on, I want to invite you to make sure you're going to somebody church this morning. You're making the effort to get to somebody church, and you're not going to let this Sunday pass that you don't. You know, I know we coming up next Sunday is Easter Sunday, and a lot of us, you know, are waiting till next Sunday. But this is Palm Sunday, man. This is a great day for you to make a decision to attend someone's service. And maybe you haven't been all year, whatever the reason may be, you've been laying out. But why don't you go this morning and experience God on this triumphant interest day. And experience the presence of God at somebody's church. I don't know what your decision is or where you're at. And if you're looking for someone, you haven't made up your mind, we would love to have your transformation this morning. There's a couple of announcements. On Good Friday, on March the 29th, at Transformation Center, we'll be honoring the life of Halile, a night of dance. Man, listen, we're almost there. We're a few days away. Next Friday night, which is Good Friday, just before the Easter weekend, we will be having, again, a night of dance. There are so many people that are part of this program. They're coming from all over, man. A lot of them are coming out of Dallas, and they're coming out of Tyler, and they're coming out of Longview. Texarkana, all over. These are young ladies and men that was a part of Halile life. And for you that don't know, that was our daughter, President Merlin Cook, and myself. It was our daughter. She was a terrific dancer and loving. There was her, that was her heartbeat. And so her mom has put together this night of dance and bringing all the people that danced with her, people that she trained, people that was part of her team, people that was just in her circle that had dance experience and comedy thing. Listen, it's going to be a great extravaganza. I'm looking forward to it. I want you, that's at 7 p.m. March the 29th at 1111 Hazel. So listen, put on your shouting shoes, your dancing shoes, and come on to Transformation. That's free admission. Man, they have so many people. I can't even name people in the city, people all around. It just, I'm looking forward to it being a great time. And I want you to, if you need any information, you can give us a call. We'll be take your call, 903-794-1047. You can call me at 903-280-1051, and we'll get you any information. Best thing to do is go to Transformation Center International Pay Kingdom Embassy Facebook page, our church Facebook page. You can see the flyer there and all the things, and see all the people that are coming, and those that are going to be a part. And so I'm believing that that's going to be a great manifestation, a great celebration, and we looking forward to it. So again, that's the 29th. That's the 29th, which is next Friday, is Good Friday. And man, we hoping that we see you in the house, and we excited about that. Now this morning at Transformation, also this is, we'll be celebrating Palm Sunday on this day at 9 a.m. We have a special guest all the way from Nigeria. Dr. Bozeman's going to be with us this morning, and we're looking forward. He hit town last night, and he's from Abuja, Nigeria, and he's going to be ministering to us on this morning. And so we want to invite you to come, and if you're looking for somewhere to go worship this morning on this Palm Sunday, and I hope these next two Sundays you're going to make it your business to get out and to attend a service. And there's so many services churches that's around you. I'm sure all of them are gearing up right now for Easter weekend and this Palm Sunday. So make your choice, pick your choice, find some service to fellowship with today. We have plenty here in Texarkana City and all the surrounding area. So you won't be disappointed, I'm sure, if you just make it your business. And I promise you'll feel better, and maybe that'll give you a kickstart about getting back and worshiping Him. All right, we got all that out of the way. Okay, again, this morning at 9 a.m. at Transformation Center, 1111 Hazel. We're going to continue with some things today, but I do still want, I hear so many said this week, and I don't know why I did that because I kept talking. I don't see how, I think people just got busy or just didn't do it. So you cut us off or we could call them prayer, man. I gave you opportunity the whole show, but I'm going to give you an opportunity today again. Those that have prayer requests, those that would like to share today, you have a prayer request, or you just want to talk to the apostle, or maybe you have a question, or whatever the nature is. We are open. Our phone lines are open this morning, and I'm open to pray with you this morning. 903-794-1047. What would be a good day on this Palm Sunday as the triumphant entrance take place? Comes into the city on the process of what's to take place through this cycle we call Easter, which is the resurrection. Listen, man, you know that God will manifest Himself in your life and meet you and meet your need. So listen, if you, whatever your challenge is, whatever it is, you'd like us to pray with you this morning, give us a call, 903-794-1047. Or if you have any comments or you just want to share, or you know, whatever the case may be, we are opening the lines today. We're going to open up. I hear so many of you, and I'm giving you opportunity today. Now I know y'all said, well, we don't want nobody to know what we call and who he is. Okay, I done told y'all how to do that. You can disguise your voice and come on your phone, cover it up with something, and go and talk to the apostle. I want to continue, and I want to remind you that where we are this year as we go into this this time of celebration, that a lot of us that not regular attenders of sanctuaries are going together in churches, but during this particular time, we the resurrection weekends, we often find our way, find ourselves wanting to go and worship and making time and getting the opportunity to come and, you know, go. We get our children ready and, you know, we go if we haven't found time all year long. You know, next Sunday will be that time that we worship that. Now listen, I want you, and I'm excited for what all we're going to be doing. Let me also say that next Sunday Transformation, you know, even though you may have bought your new Easter outfit or whatever you got, all the things that you do for your children, all the stuff, we're gonna be outside next week at 9 o'clock, man. We got activities for our kids. We're gonna be doing service, praise and worship, preaching, done all that stuff outside. So you be welcome. Just come. You ain't gotta worry about coming in the building. You can come park and walk and enjoy and experience God. And so yeah, that will be next Sunday at 9 a.m. So we want to invite you to that. But if you haven't At this particular time, people really take the time to say, you know, I'm going to go on Easter Sunday. I'm going to make sure that I go hear word for the Resurrection Sunday. I don't really like to call it Easter. I like to call it the Resurrection Celebration time that we come together, because the system has given us this name Easter, which has a whole lot of things that does not refer to what the celebration is supposed to be all about. But nevertheless, you get a chance and you come and worship. That's what we're excited about. So as we walk into this time of celebration, as we know, today is Palm Sunday, and it's about Jesus' triumphant entrance into, and he started his process for the death on the cross and the resurrection. So we start that process on today. But I want to remind us, for those that are listening to me, those that are really struggling right now, and those that just need to get excited or need a shot in the arm, I want to remind you that as we have been ministering all year long, that this 2024 will be a year of satisfaction. And why will it be a year of satisfaction, Apostle? Because we've been leaning on the scripture of Psalms 23, where David said, and the first verse said, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. The second verse says, he lets me rest in the green meadows, he leads me beside the peaceful stream. The third verse says, he renewed my strength, he guide me along the right path and bring honor to his name. I want to refer back to the first verse, says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need. And I know that most of us that has been to church at any length of time, in a Sunday school class, heard a preacher preach, or any of those scenarios where you have been connected to the body of Christ or the church for any reason, you heard this particular scripture. And some of us may not have even been to church, but we've heard this because it's such a well quoted, often quoted scripture about the Lord being our shepherd. And on this Palm Sunday, said, Apostle, what is that to do with what we are talking today? I want you to understand, all year long I've been manifesting and believing this, and I've been speaking this where I preach in our church, places I go. I've been speaking that this would be the year that God would satisfy us. We would have satisfaction in our life because of this process that's taking place today. Because he came, he died, and he went through, and the bottom line was, the cross wasn't enough if he wouldn't have got up, but he did get up. Hello. Now, I'm not saying that he got up on this day. I heard a little joke on Facebook, I believe it was, said, you know, they keep changing the date of the celebration of Easter, so what does the death certificate say? I'm Jesus. So I don't know. So I'm not saying the particular day that he got up was this week or last or next week or what. Oh, he did die, and he did rise again. The resurrection took place, and all of that took place so we could have a shepherd that we could depend on, that could make sure we have everything we need. And because if we trust in that resurrection and we trust in that Jesus that got up out of that grave, and I know this ain't the Easter time, but just make sure you understand, then we believe that he has everything. He will give us, he will support us, he will give us everything we need. We have everything we need to obtain, sustain whatever we experience in this life. Are you listening to me this morning? I want you to hear me real good. For the person that's sitting on your couch, the person that's drinking your coffee, that's sitting on your back porch at your table, that person that's riding down the road right now, that's saying, man, look like it, I mean, it doesn't happen for me. There's so much chaos in the world. With those of you that listen to all the news that got you depressed and all the bad things that happen, all the economy, and you don't have enough for this, and you don't have enough for that, and this is happening, and that is happening. I want you to understand that on this Palm Sunday, if you will accept the resurrection rising of Christ Jesus in your life, if you would depend on him to be your shepherd, I promise you he'll look out for you. He's going to take care of you, got everything you need. He's going to lead you in the right path. He's going to give you peace. He's going to get you through all of difficult times. And not that they're not going to happen. Yes, you are experiencing them. They are realities. There's not no figment of your imagination. You are experiencing these things. Yes, our world is in trouble. Yes, our cities is in trouble. Yes, all these things are happening. But here's what we do know. If we make a commitment, again, I'm praying this morning. You're welcome to call 903-794-1047. I'm willing to pray with you this morning, or you just got to come in. We'd love to hear from you this morning. I want you to understand that if you will make him, let him be the shepherd of your life, if you will have a relationship with him, and I know there's already kind of negative reason why you probably say, I don't know nothing about that God. I tried that and that didn't work. Did you really have faith to believe who he was to you and trust him to be the guide, to be the light for your life? I promise you, if you allow him to be, it will make a whole lot of difference in your life. And all the things that you need guidance through, he will take you through them. He will manifest himself. With him, everything. Now, again, I'm back to that again. I want you to understand, because I keep hearing this when I tell him. He said, man, you trying to tell me God's going to give me a satisfaction in life. He's going and weigh my life is right now. What in the world? Talking about, man of God, what I'm saying to you is that he will give you relief in your troubled times. He will give you, I believe the book of Psalms is 92, and I think it's 13, say you will give them relief from their troubled times, and until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. He said he will give you relief from troubled times. That's right, Psalm 92:13. I'm telling you that I'm not assuring you that you won't have trouble. I'm not trying to tell you that there won't be things that's happening and that you won't get into certain modes and things are going to take place that make you want to give up, maybe even depression. But listen, if you let him be your shepherd, if you let the resurrected Savior be your shepherd, he'll give you relief during those troubled times. I mean, he will be there to guide you, to give you the answer. That's the reason you trust him. He has everything. If you believe the scripture, he has everything. Not some things, all things. He gives you everything that you need for you to make it through. Even when you say, man, I just don't know. I ain't no way I can make it through this. He'll give you some peace. He'll give you an answer. You got to trust him. And when you come out on the other side, you be like, oh my Lord, I didn't think I was going to make it through that. But man, oh, I made it. And here's the other thing. There's a song that a lot of us quote, and we hear a lot of the song, but do we really believe what he said? He said, if he did it before, he'll do it again. Most of the time, we forget that he done it because we are concentrating on what we are. We're concentrating on what's taking place and what our current situation is. And Psalm 77:14 tell us, you are a God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among all nations. I got to always remember, if you ever been at a place in your life, and maybe this some of you, just as a reminder, some of you, you haven't even, you didn't recognize that it was God, but you was in a real tough situation, that circumstances that you thought, man, I'm not going to make it through this. And then, you made it through it and you didn't think about it anymore. You was like, well, you know, I made it through that. I'm still alive. And I bounced back. It's been a few years, but you never thought that maybe it was God that gave you those answers, but maneuvered you through it. Even though you didn't ask for it. Help. You didn't use the wisdom of him, but he gave. courage, and he gave you strength. Well, that same God would do the same thing again if you would trust him. Some of you say, well, that was just luck. You call it luck if you want to, and I know. But we believe that the shepherd, our Father, he has everything. He created us. He know all about us. He created us with that kind of strength. And if we transform our mind to understand that he's looking out for us when we ain't even looking out for ourselves. Oh my God, because he has an interest that at some point you would relate with him and have relationship, because that's why he created you in the earth, to represent him in this earth realm, to rule and to reign in earth on his behalf, and believing that you're going to have such a relationship with him that you're going to be back to your creative state, and God's going to show his wonders in your life and demonstrate his power. Give God that opportunity, and I promise you he'll come through for you. And he give the Lord, there's no rest until we complete this work on this side, and what God has done for us, he will manifest his promise. For those that has no hope, those of you that don't believe and say, Apostle, I tried that stuff. I don't really believe in that stuff. Man, I'm just trying to hang on, man. Matter of fact, if you ain't careful, I got such an anger and such a disappointment in my life that I'm just at a give up state. I don't know how many times I've heard that statement. And I also don't know how many times I've heard people that took an opportunity, that was at that state, that gave the shepherd an opportunity to guide their life, that they didn't have victory, that they didn't come out, that they didn't change the mindset of who God was for them, and cause them to have a victorious life and to know that my life can be a satisfying life. I can go through 24, even though there's so much that's supposed to happen, that will happen in 24, but I'm going to have a peace. I'm going to have peace. Now that the Lord has given me peace on every side, I don't have no enemies. That's 1 Kings. That's right. 1 Kings 5 and 4 said, but now the Lord my God has given me peace on every side. Did you hear me that? On every side. Do you believe the scripture? I have no enemies. The third verse, and all is well. Yes, that's how it's going to end for you when you allow him to be your shepherd. That's how it's going to end for you when you allow him to be your shepherd. 1 Kings 5 down, go read that. But now the Lord, my God, has given me peace on every side. I have no enemies. And the third verse in that same passage say, and all is well. Wow. And all is well. And I believe that's the fifth verse. And all is well. Man, you shout right where you are. Jump up off the couch where you are. Trust him. Let him be your shepherd. Let him satisfy your life, and let him manifest himself in you, and watch him bring you to a place where you have peace on every side. If you're looking for peace, he's your peace. If you're looking for sustainment, he's your sustainment. The Lord is your shepherd. You have everything you need through him. He's watching out for you. He's going to take you through the green pastures. He's going to show you how to get through it and navigate through where you are. And why he's navigating you, and why he's giving you the strength, and why he's showing you the way out, I promise you that he's going to give you a peace. And in the end, all will be well. Listen, again, I want to invite you this morning, Transformation Center, 1111 Hazel. That's where we are. And we're going to be there this morning, believe in God. Have a special guest all the way from Abuja, Nigeria. And we would love to have you in the house. Don't forget, next Friday at 7 p.m. And we're looking for a great blessing. You have a great week. Go to Somebody Church this morning. God bless you. Have a great week.